little stools and benches and things from the old timbers. We had to take up the old floor in that other room because gophers under the house had pushed up. And I asked a friend to come and level it. And he said, it was impossible because the dirt under the house was pushing the floor up.
Are those little gophers or big ones?
Oh, well, they're
regular size gophers.
Yeah, and so we took up that floor and poured cement, but this is still the original wooden floor here in this room. So that was rather interesting.
Neat that you could save it.
I saved all the wood. I still have some of it out in the barn. Some 2 by 12 by about 15, 16 feet long, because it was the size of the room.
Yeah.
And then when they took off the tin roof, which was there originally, I saved those rafters. So I know all about joists and rafters and all those things, because I, although I was teaching, this was going to be my house, and I didn't have a contractor, and I didn't borrow a lot of money, but we had workers, experienced workers, brought over an adobe worker from Mexico, adobadero they call him, and he was an excellent workman, although he drank too much. But he put up all the adobe for the first edition that I did. So that was kept me very busy.
I bet.
My girls, I have two daughters. They're adopted. But they were grown and gone by the time I started working on this house. So. Okay,
that's a big project. what other kinds of houses would you find in El Paso?
Well, not very many adobe, because that involves a lot of labor. And in the city, they're very suspicious of it, so they go for cinder block or frame houses with brick, like that.
How do we divide, out here of course, the properties really aren't divided by anything physical, but in the city they divide properties how, physically?
Well, there are many with stone walls, rock walls around them, and some chain link fence, but not much.
Do you have any conceptual difference in your mind between a rock and a stone?
Rock, in my mind, would be less formed. You could work with it, but you'd have to knock corners off or something like that. And stone can be like gemstone or refined in a better way. And I know that in river beds, river stone is very desirable for yard things.
Because it's smooth.
Landscaping.
Yeah.
Smooth, yeah.
Okay. This room right here you would refer to as your
living room.
Okay. And I don't know if you have a fireplace.
I don't. I did my house I lived in before.
That shelf that's over the fireplace is called
mantle.
And the smoke goes up the
chimney.
And the part out in front of the fireplace that you can sit on is called.
I can't think of the word. We did not have a fireplace at home where I grew up.
Maybe you wouldn't know the name of these either, because I never did, but the thing that holds the logs up, and it has, like, two decorative
andirons.